what is Rex going to talk about today? That's why he pushed this button. That's why he's asking this question. Well, it's the same question I ask myself every time I call this number. What am I going to say? Well, I just don't know. But I'm saying it. You know, I kind of started to get a little more serious recently. Well, I don't know what you call it. But because I wanted a respectable blog. Oh, merge. Oh, shoot. You know, it's hard to... I guess that's what makes it fun, too. I'm driving and blogging at the same time. I wanted to have a more respectable blog. If I leave comments on other blogs, I ask for a website, I usually leave my other one, thegroupship.com, but I've been such a slacker on that one. I'm only posting maybe once a month or something that that's not respectable. So here, at least I'm posting every day. Now, whether the posts are valuable or not, well, that's up to you. I thought maybe I should have a topic or something, but then I thought, no. It's a blog about nothing. Have you heard that before? You know, it's a show about nothing. I don't know. Seinfeld is pretty popular, so maybe my blog can be like Seinfeld. No. That was calculated nothingness. And maybe this is too. Anyways, when I leave comments on other blogs, actually, it depends on what kind of blog I leave comment on, which website or which blog I list as my blog. If they're a little more crazy, maybe I'll leave the Rex blog link, but I don't know. But actually, there is my favorite. I have a new, recently, it's been a few months, favorite blog I love to read. It's by Laura Bell Gray, and it's called TalkingShrimp.com, I think that's it. But she's just amazing, creative, just funny. She's a writer of, like, commercials and TV. She's like a TV addict, but she just writes about whatever she wants, too. And it's completely hilarious. And it's funny. So I might just add that link here so you can check it out. Which means she might. And that means she's going to listen to this. No. Oh. That's another thing. If you think people are going to listen or read your blog, it kind of creates this tension of, you know, being more careful about what you say or whatever. It kind of thwarts your creativity. I was reading about that in John Steele's book, Uncertainty? Did you swallow the tea? Uncertainty. How there's a study that somebody did, where they took the artist and they tested did commissioned work, and doing some artwork for someone that's paying them to do it, versus non-commissioned work, stuff that they just did on their own, and measured, like, the levels of creativity or whatever, and it turns out, you know, the stuff they did on their own is way more creative. So, we've kind of coined that term with some friends at work about these kind of side projects that we do. We're calling them non-commissioned work. That we're not really part of our group or that we're hired to do, but that we love doing. And it's still a part of making the culture and Boeing a better place, but kind of renegades and kind of fun. All right, anyways, I've talked enough here, and I'm almost at the end of my commute. You know, it's really amazing that I could post every day while I'm commuting, even though it's only like a 10 to 15 minute commute. So don't let commuting be an excuse for saying you don't have time to blog. I found a way. Okay, we'll do it another time. Maybe next week. Or maybe in a few minutes. All right, thanks for listening.